In Queensland, the tropical low caused big falls of rain over the weekend.
Overnight, we've received the most wonderful 126 mil of rain. So on the old scale, just over 5 inches.
What was the situation before this rain?
Very grim, very dry. It's been ongoing for some years, along with everybody else. And that's what I need to comment on, Lydia, is those that haven't had the rain. It's gut-wrenching.
At Bufala Station, west of Charleville, Judy Treloar was speaking to ABC Radio in Longreach. But it's been patchy, according to Queensland forecaster Jess Carey.
So over the weekend, as that low was tracked through southern border country of Queensland, we've seen generally widespread falls of between 50 to 100 millimetres for both of those days. We have had one in particular, one station, 126 millimetres at Bufala, which is just northeast of Quilpie, so that's just outside that, but generally 50 to 100 millimetres in each of those 24-hour periods as that low is tracked to the east.
There's a warning for major flooding on the Bulloo River at Quilpie, with moderate flooding on the Barcoo and Cooper Rivers. The tropical low is now heading east to the coastal strip of Queensland, but the skies will be clearing this week. The tropical system has combined with a high pressure off Tasmania, and New South Wales has storm and flood warnings for the south coast. Jake Phillips, duty forecaster.
In the last 24 hours, the heaviest falls have been on the south coast, particularly around the Maruya region, where several of our rain gauges have reported in excess of 100 millimetres, the highest being 131 millimetres. But there have also been some pretty reasonable falls about the Hunter Coast, where some areas have reported in the order of 60 to 70 millimetres, and those ones have been mainly nearer the coast.
Any falls over the drought-stricken areas in inland New South Wales?
No huge falls, unfortunately. Some places have seen some okay numbers. So, for example, up near Walgett, they've reported 21 millimetres in the last 24 hours. Moree's had 17 millimetres. So not huge, but in the context of things, hopefully helpful.
In Victoria, the north central part of the state has had twice the average January rainfall. Duty forecaster Stuart Coombs.
Well, through the Campaspe and the western part of the Goulburn River catchments, there were some very intense storms late yesterday and into the evening hours. And a couple of places in particular, Greytown, in that area, 79.2 millimetres to 9 a.m. this morning. Seymour, 57 millimetres. And at our gauge at Campaspe Weir, 50 millimetres. So some very intense rainfall, all of those well in excess of the January average. In fact, in some cases, more than twice the January average.
Victoria's East Gippsland can expect good rain for the next 3 days. South Australia has had a weekend of heavy rain in the far north, with Lake Eyre recording 180 millimetres. Janet Brooke from Cordillo Downs Station near Innaminka has had 50 millimetres.
For us, that was absolutely fantastic rain. It comes after a pretty long dry spell. We actually hadn't had any rain at the station at all since May, earlier in 2015. Yeah, pretty much the last 3 summers have been pretty ordinary for us.
Climatologists say their predictions for rainfall this summer in the El Niño were spot on. Andrew Watkins, manager of Climate Prediction Services.
We've actually had one of our strongest El Niños on record, arguably in the top three El Niños that we've actually seen in the past 50 years. And typically that brings very dry winter and springs. But when we get to the summer, you start having the tropical influence, a few other things coming into play. In actual fact, it's not that unusual to get some wet periods, particularly once you're sort of past that peak impact period of the spring.
Were you predicting this weather for January?
Well, I must admit, we did have in our seasonal outlook for January a relatively wet area, particularly inland Queensland and northern parts of South Australia, in around Lake Eyre, where we've seen some of the biggest rainfall totals, or rather the most unusual rainfall totals for this time of year. Also a bit wetter down there in Tasmania as well. And I must admit, I was a little bit surprised when I saw those things come out of the model last month, but indeed it seems to have come true for a number of those areas.
Are we seeing the end of El Niño, or is this really just summer variability?
Well, it's a bit of both, actually. So typically during summer, which is, of course, the northern wet season, we do get some flooding in parts of Australia, and sometimes that flooding rains can come down into the southern Australia as well. It's just part of that highly variable northern wet season. But we are also seeing, or probably past the peak of the El Nino event now. They typically peak during December, sometimes in January. And once we start getting towards the peak of the event, and particularly during the Australian summer, we often do start to see a bit of rainfall occurring. So we've had some strong El Ninos in the past, say in 72, 73, 82, 83, and 97, 98 were the three biggest ones. And all of them brought some good rains, particularly more so sort of February to April period, but all of them brought some good rains as the El Nino started to break down.